On the live line with us this morning is the mayor of Santa Rosa, Chris Corsi. Mayor, good morning to you.
Good morning, Pat. How are you doing?
I am doing much better than I thought I would be a couple of months ago. How about you?
yeah, I am too. Although I have come down with a bit of a cold this week. It's a fun way to spend my
Christmas
vacation.
New Year's. Yeah. You're not alone. There are a lot of us among the ill at this point, but all we can invite you to do is try to keep it to yourself if you can.
Okay.
And
well, hopefully I won't give it to you on this phone call.
Yeah, I think we'll be okay there, Chris. But over the course of the last just shy of 3 month period now, you have been making appearances and phone calls and statements to, it seems like just about everybody in the country, doesn't it?
It does. It's been an interesting time for sure.
And have you spoken, Chris, to any of the folks in Southern California, of course, going through their own hellish experience now?
You know, I haven't. Our city manager, Sean McGlynn, went down to Ventura and helped out in their emergency operations.
Oh, that's fantastic.
In the first week of the fire. And, you know, we do have some knowledge and experience to share.
Yes.
But I also realize that the folks in my position down there are overwhelmed right now with other stuff, and they may not be thinking about getting tidbits from me or other counties.
That's one thing we do understand, don't we, having been in the middle of it all, that it's really not the time for advice while you're in the thick of it. But here we stand, you know, almost 3 months later, and it's to me, it's amazing. I mean, I was in Coffee Park yesterday for the first time since the fires, and, you know, obviously the lack of depth that is there now without any structures on it is still pretty striking. But I knew there was a lot of cleanup work being done, but it was amazing to me how much had been accomplished in that particular area.
It is, and it's a good thing. People need to see that happening. We need to understand that this isn't a permanent situation that we're in, that we can overcome what is a huge hurdle. And it's not going to be easy, but we have gotten a good start on it, and I think that this community is capable of coming back stronger and better than ever.
And when you see a situation like that where you physically can experience change and evolution and the beginnings of recovery, I think it gives us all a great amount of hope moving forward. And yet, you know, full understanding that come January, an entirely new set of challenges are going to make themselves known. I mean, we don't even really know. We can say that there was this many billion dollars in damages to structures, but in terms of the real effect on our own, you know, local economy, et cetera, that's still unknown.
Yeah, this disaster has presented new lessons and new challenges and new complications every single day. And it's interesting and really important for me to keep in mind that as mayor of the city, I'm dealing with 3,000 homes are gone, 5% of our housing stock, but there are 3,000 individuals out there who are dealing with their own individual tragedies. And, you know, the small complications that they're dealing with are much greater and much more immediate than the big ones that I have to deal with on a day-to-day basis, because I still have a roof over my head.
Right. And I think those of us who are lucky enough to say that feel exactly the same way. Let me ask you a question personally, Chris. How have you carried the weight of all this as the mayor of Santa Rosa?
You know, I feel actually lucky to be able to serve my community in this position at this time. There is weight to it, but as I said, I am not a person who lost a home in this fire. I didn't lose a relative or a friend to among the many fatalities that have happened. So the weight for me is not something that I'm feeling all the time. I feel lucky to be in the position that I am, that I can serve the community.
And that's a good thing, because there's going to be a lot more of that to come. Because even as
there will be,
yeah, sure. Even as we shift, you know, priorities, and fortunately, thank God, you know, fairly early on, we were most of us out of danger, and that was a huge threshold to cross. And now there is so much in front of us. But you're right, the human stories of this, and I don't know if or when we'll ever get to the point where we do not want to tell our stories, because we're still there. And yep. Yeah, I can tell you from all the people that I come across that that, you know, the telling of those stories is about as important now as it was a month ago, 2 months ago, longer ago.
Absolutely. And people, you know, I'm sure there are some people who don't want to talk about what happened on the night of October 8th all the time. But it's a healthy thing to do. People want to let each other know how they shared in that experience.
Yeah. Yeah. And I know, I mean, for me, and people, you know, will express to me how important it was for them to have a consistent voice through all of this. And I said, you know, the reason that I think you feel that way, and we all feel that way, is because there's no separation really between many of us, because we all, you know, in whatever way, we all were in the experience. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't just me telling about it, or, you know, you describing it to a national magazine. It was literally a shared experience. And I think that's pretty uncommon.
And it'll continue to be that shared experience going forward. And that's one of my biggest hopes, is that we as a community hold on to that feeling that we are all in this together and we can all get through it together.
In your opinion, how are we doing on that so far at this stage of the game?
You know, it's hard to really give an unbiased and
nobody's asking for unbiased.
Look at that.
It's okay. That's all right.
But you know, I think we are doing well. I think that you know, I know that the organization that I work for, the 1,200 people who are employees of the city of Santa Rosa, have stepped up in a huge way. Everybody has worked harder, longer, better. I mean, I get daily people in our organization coming up with ideas how to get through the many, many complications, as I talked about before.
Yeah.
And we're not solving every problem every day, but there is a commitment on the part of everybody who works for the city to deal with those problems and make this a better city in the long run.
And wouldn't you agree, Chris, that it took, and it will take, the continuation of this, but it took everybody doing their absolute best to get us where we are today, not just, you know, a group of people, not just, you know, not just the first responders, although, of course, we have, you know, innate respect for them. But it took every person doing the very best they could at what they did best to get us here today.
Of course. And that's, you know, that's what this community is all about.
Are you concerned about an exodus from Santa Rosa?
I am. You know, I haven't seen that happening. I know that some people are gone already because, you know, one day I spent on the phone calling up people to ask them, you know, to make a decision about cleaning up their lots. And I talked to people who already were gone, people in South Carolina and Texas and Arizona. You know, they went to where they had a place at the time. I hope that they come back.
Yeah.
I know that not everyone will, but part of my job is to make that number as small as possible as we go forward.
And let me ask you this, Chris, because I think this is going to be one of the informational challenges for us as we move forward. I talked to Bill Rousseau, the county assessor, about this yesterday. How will we know? How will we get information about how many in our community will stay and how many will rebuild?
That's a question that I've been asking too. And, you know, part of it is complicated by just simply privacy rules and laws,
right?
About how information flows. So right now, what we know is that we're starting to see people come in and get building permits. You know, whether the same person moves back onto that lot or not is it's going to be a challenge. And I can't answer your question of how we're going to know. But we're all interested in finding that out.
Yeah. It's all. It's going to be a long period of information gathering. Mayor, if you would you stay with us? We need to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with you.
Sure.
Do you have a takeaway, one major takeaway from all of this as we end up 2017?
Well, I don't know. It's kind of hard to boil it down to one thing.
Yeah.
You know, I said this a little bit earlier, but what keeps coming back to me is the complications of this, the layers of complexity, the challenges that come up. You know, one day it's finding out that underground stormwater drains have melted and,
yeah,
and are not there anymore, and we're looking at landslides. You know, in the last couple of weeks, it was uncapped sewer laterals that went into houses and now have nothing covering the end of them. So we're dealing with ash and debris and other toxics at our sewer treatment plant. Just things keep coming up,
yeah,
and they come up for us as a city and for me as a policymaker. And I know that they keep coming up for individuals as they go through their process of replacing their belongings and dealing with insurance companies and starting to deal with the new experience of becoming a housing builder and developer.
Yeah, when a lot of people thought they would never experience that particular thing. And it also, you're right, it seemed like we had enough to contend with above ground. We shouldn't have had to worry about what was happening underground as well.
Right.
But there you are.
I think we're going to continue to peel back those layers and find more and more challenges. But again, I think we can deal with it.
Don't you think, Mr. Mayor, that having had this experience, it really sets the bar high in terms of what we're capable of doing?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, when you've got that as a marker, everything else feels doable.
It's true. I mean, I hope we never have anything more challenging than this and
yeah,
more damaging to this city. But I said within the first few days of the fire that we have the resources, we have the intellectual resources, financial resources, just community pitching in resources to do a better recovery from something like this than any city's ever done. And I truly believe that.
Yeah, and I don't know about you. I'm sure you feel the same way. I have a lot of faith in our community, in the sustainability of the commitment that we've already seen. I really do.
Well, good. I agree with you, Pat.
Yep. And so we go on to the next chapter. But like I say to all of the responders and first and second and all of the responders, thanks for your service during these months, Chris.
Thanks, and the same to you, Pat. You know, I'm glad that you're still focusing on these issues and talking about this to the whole community, because we need to keep it in the front of our minds.
Oh yeah, that's a commitment that will last as long as the recovery does. So we'll be here a while.
Okay.
Yes. Well, thank you so much go ahead.
I was going to say, I hope I see you and the rest of the community in Courthouse Square on New Year's Eve. We put that square back together to make a community gathering space.
Yeah.
And I you know, we've had some business people in the community step up to put on a party down there for kids earlier in the evening and adults later on. And I hope people get together and celebrate what's great about this community. And that's all of us together.
Yeah, New Year's Eve on the square. I'm so glad. Can we finally officially just call it the square from now on? Is that okay with you?
That's fine with me.
Yeah, I think it's a hip way to refer to it, and just refer to it as the square. Everybody will know what you mean, and hopefully you're right.
Because calling it Courthouse Square is just confusing. People keep looking for the courthouse.
Yes, they do. And you could look a long time for that, and you're not going to see it probably. But the square, it has an element of coolness to it anyway. And you're right. This is another opportunity for us on Sunday to get together as a community and just sort of re-energize each other in the process and just say, see you later. Sorry we ever had to meet 2017, but boy, are we glad to see 2018. So a great opportunity to do that. Well, Mr. Mayor, happy new year to you, and look forward to talking to you in the coming year.
Thanks, Pat. Happy New Year.
Thank you very much. That is Santa Rosa Mayor Chris Corsi, and everybody's had their hands full during the course of the last nearly 3 months, and certainly Mayor Corsi is among those.